USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and his wife Melania sent Christmas greetings to Americans on Twitter.
We give thanks for the millions of Americans who come together to care for others with compassion and bring the warmth and bliss of this holy season to our families, our friends, our neighbors.
Pope Francis also gave a message.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
He spoke of the light in people's hearts, overcoming the darkness in the world. Israel says a rocket from Gaza was intercepted over its southern territories. Emergency sirens rang out in Escalon, where the prime minister had been speaking. Police in Oklahoma City are investigating a Christmas morning drive-by shooting where two people got shot. Six people were waiting at a bus stop when two men in a Dodge pickup pulled up and began shooting at them. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
There was a brutal stabbing in Philadelphia in front of six children that claimed the life of a 35-year-old woman early on Christmas. Police Chief Inspector Scott Small says the children say the incident started inside and then ended up out on the street.
When police arrived on location, they found a 35-year-old female laying on the highway. She was stabbed multiple times in her abdomen. There was a 33-year-old male standing over her.
A woman and two children were found unconscious on a Boston sidewalk just below a parking garage. They later died. Police Commissioner William Groh says while the investigation is still looking into the cause, police found an SUV with its doors open on the top floor of the garage above.
This is a tragic situation, particularly when it involves children, as well as being on Christmas Day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The stock market and the economy have plenty of people smiling through Christmas, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was a great year for those with money in the stock market. Global stock markets gaining about $17 trillion in value over the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all increasing in value by more than 20%. Driving those gains were some of the world's biggest tech companies, with Apple increasing 80%, Facebook gaining 57% in value. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just about every family has one gift that needs to be returned. USA's John Clemens has some tips.
Shopping for other people is difficult. Even the best-intentioned Christmas gift giver gets it wrong once in a while. Who hasn't perfected their "I love it" face while searching under the tissue paper for a gift receipt? According to a survey of almost 16,000 people from the online retail platform Oracle, 77% of consumers plan to return some of their gifts, with nearly 20% expected to return more than half. Smart retailers consider this influx of customers a blessing, as an opportunity to generate new opportunities for engagement with those looking to return a gift. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.